Long lecture. Skill 3. Social welfare. Post-cancer employment. Listen to part of a lecture in a social welfare class.
People who are cancer survivors and still of working age are often still able to return to work after successfully undergoing treatment. It has been found that people who survive certain types of cancer that can be detected early, mainly breast and prostate cancers and melanomas, have the lowest risk of disease-related problems and of having to totally stop working. Meanwhile, patients treated for tumors affecting the central nervous system, head and neck, blood or lymph system had the highest rate of work disability and unemployment in the 4 years following therapy. This suggests that some cancer patients require more assistance in dealing with potential problems when returning to work. According to Dr. Pamela Farley Short of Pennsylvania State University, a way to determine a former cancer patient's quality of life after treatment is by their ability to return to work. In terms of social interactions and relationships, and one's sense of identity, work plays an important role. Many people identify themselves by the job they do. On the whole, this can be viewed as good news. However, it also brings into the spotlight the fact that about 20% of cancer survivors continue to have problems that affect their work. This data is the result of interviews of 1,400 cancer survivors treated at four medical centers from 1997 to 1999. Of the patients who had jobs when they were diagnosed, 13% were unable to continue working for cancer-related reasons within 4 years of being diagnosed. 40% of patients had to stop working while being treated. Of these patients, 84% were able to go back to work, often within the first year. In this study, 20% of patients experienced work disability in one form or another, but 50% of the patients worked in spite of any limitations that were a result of the treatment. Patients who were least likely to experience work disability or found it necessary to leave their job once treatment started were the ones treated for breast, prostate, thyroid, uterus, and skin cancer. However, people who had other types of cancer had a more difficult time. Patients treated for tumors affecting the brain or spinal cord experienced the highest rates of work disability and had one of the highest resignation rates. At a greater risk of work disability and unemployment were patients with late-stage lymphoma, leukemia, and head and neck cancers. The differences in the rate of survivors returning to work and experiencing other types of disabilities are often related to the point at which tumors are diagnosed, as well as the way certain types of cancer affects the body and the type of treatment. In the public health sector, the successful effort to have women have mammograms has resulted in more women being diagnosed earlier, a time when the treatment is less devastating on the body and more likely successful. For doctors and other people working in the field of cancer diagnosis and treatment, the challenge is to identify and help cancer survivors with work-related issues. Patients need to be informed of the legal protection, if there is, regarding job discrimination. There are several organizations like the American Cancer Society that have information on this. Doctors and healthcare practitioners should help employers understand that people who survive cancer are going to continue on living for a long time, and that they are just as productive as other people are.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Choose the percentage for each statement according to the result of the research. Number 2. According to the lecture, what kinds of cancer can cause the higher rate of work disability? Click on two answers.